Ian McFadyen, who joins me now, is anything but a spectator. You have probably heard his story before on LBC. He spoke to Nick Ferrari last year in harrowing detail. Indeed, he confronted his former schoolmate Nick Clegg live on this radio station in search of answers to what the Deputy Prime Minister would do, because the place where Ian was abused most horribly was at the prep school also attended by the Deputy Prime Minister, Caldecott Prep School. Ian joins me on the line now. And I know, Ian, you're always at great pains to stress that you speak only for yourself. You represent no organisation. You don't claim...
Absolutely, James. What I express is my opinion. I'm very clear and passionate about my beliefs, but I represent nobody other than myself.
Which is more than enough.
I can't speak for other survivors. I communicate on a daily basis with hundreds of survivors of abuse who have been calling for this inquiry for years.
And now it has happened. It doesn't appear to be meeting some of the hopes of the people you describe. Well, let's talk about your hopes. Are you anything close to optimistic at the moment?
No. I'm probably... I'm a really optimistic person, James, but I am probably at my all-peak low with regards to confidence in the inquiry being fit for purpose, fit for answers to questions that have been waiting for decades.
Why is that, Ian?
Well, we have a release this morning from Fiona Wolfe with regards to questions that were posed within the media and in social media 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
So there has been a lack of regard for survivors with regards to feeling valued. I have survivors saying to me, it's like being re-traumatized. The person who is there to uphold this inquiry for us has been linked with people who have had allegations of abuse in the past within the establishment. We're asking for those links to be answered and questions to be answered, but we're being ignored. Nobody's listening to us. We now have, the Home Office has wheeled out in one day everything that we have been trying to unpick for the last 103 days since Dame Barbara Sloss was appointed. And to add insult to injury, this morning when the Home Office released their statement, the web link for survivors to access the Home Office didn't even work, you know?
You paint a picture of incompetence, perhaps, and of lack of urgency that is powerful, but is it, in your mind, deeper than that, worse than that?
This is far deeper than this, you know?
What do you think's going on here?
You have to understand that this is not about... this is not an inquiry about abuse.
No.
This is an inquiry about systemic... establishment cover-ups of abuse. This is not just this government or the previous government. This has been going on for decades, where survivors have been swept aside and treated as conspiracists.
Yes.
And brushed aside like they have no voice, James, and that they have no credibility. And to be quite honest with you, I think what we're being offered currently at the moment is lip service. It's damage limitation.
It's a sense that the journalistic agenda has pushed the politicians to a place where they had to do something, so they've done as little as possible. Lots of sound and fury signifying nothing.
I sat last week with two MPs, and somebody said to me, "There's a sea change, and that things can't occur that occurred in the past, and that people have listened." Mm. Do you know what, James? I'm sorry. Rotherham only came to the forefront because of one journalist, an investigative journalist called Andrew Norfolk. It didn't come about because the government exposed it, or social services, or local authorities.
Quite the opposite.
This is down to, we're in this position now because of brave journalists such as yourselves, willing to talk about this and willing to ask the questions that need to be asked. You know, if you look through the letters of due diligence that are on the Home Office website this morning, I have links where people are saying, I've worked for organisations where known convicted paedophiles such as Peter Rington worked. I've worked with people who've been directors of services where there are allegations in Islington. Are you telling me that in this country we cannot access a panel of 8 or 10 people who have no links to past historic abuse cases?
Is that what you would want in the first instance? Because it does boggle the mind that the government can't find apparently anyone to chair it who's never had coffee with anybody involved in the story.
A lot of people have said that this second installation of the chair has been intentional by the government so that this inquiry doesn't take place.
If they fail twice to appoint someone suitable, they could take their foot off the pedal altogether.
Absolutely. And we have no openness and transparency about when panel members were nominated, who nominated them, what the nomination process was. You know, we have rumours flying about in the background that panel members were discussing they were on a panel in June, We have due diligence letters which have been posted by the Home Office today on the day of appointment. You know, I've never known how due diligence is after you've accepted your appointment. So there are many questions which I'm not sure if they'll be answered. But I know this. I think that they've learned nothing from inquiries such as Jersey, where, you know, there was no trust from the survivors in that inquiry. And consequently, they struggled to get survivors to come forward and give evidence. That's if we're allowed to give evidence in this inquiry.
When will you find out about that?
Well, you know, your guess is as good as mine, James. I live up in the sticks up in Scotland. I'm not anywhere near Westminster or London. I only communicate on social media. You know, I don't have any huge contacts. You know, I know that there is a process going forward for a judicial review. I know papers are being submitted today for a judicial review as to questions that have been posed regarding Miss Wolfe's suitability for the position of chair today. So I know that legally we're trying to take it forward and have questions answered. You know, if you go on my Twitter account, you'll see
I do.
We posted questions to the Home Office, and yet we're still awaiting answers.
And that is speaking as a survivor of precisely the type of abuse, at precisely the levels of society that the whole inquiry is designed to be investigating the response to. So if you can't get answers to your questions, who the hell can, Ian McFadyen?
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, James. I will keep pushing as much as I can. I can only thank the media if they can keep pushing. You know, you have to understand there are hundreds of people out there who are held in silence and are waiting for their stories to come forward and for the people to understand the horrors that they endured as children.
Yes.
Until that happens, that stays with them. That remains with them. And their credibility is still being questioned to this day because they're not being heard.
Have you, final question, I promise, in the last 2 years, have there been any moments of genuine hope or have you always had this grim sense of reluctance and on the part of the government? Had there been a moment where you thought, crikey, do you know what, this might happen?
Do you know what? when I put my question to Nick Clegg, I've not seen or spoken to Nick Clegg since I left school 35 years ago. I honestly thought that he would step forward and help and do something, you know? It can't become any more apparent that what we class as our child protection services don't work, you know? Yes. It doesn't matter if it didn't work 35 years ago or last year, in 2009 in Rotherham. Our systems don't work. They don't protect our children. The people who are in a positions of authority and power to make those changes aren't doing it, you know?
Why do you think, in the case, and I don't need to school you in the law or of libel or anything like that, but you must have given some thought to why Nick Clegg, a former pupil of Caldecott, who told you that...
Do you know, James, I have no idea. I had the same response. I had a... I had the same response from him that times have changed, systems have changed, social work departments have a better understanding. Do you know what? Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. I have a photograph on my Twitter account.